This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guests, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Faye. How are you?
I am wonderful. It's a beautiful Saturday. It's cooling off just a little bit. Not a lot, but it's cooling down just a little.
It is. Good news is on the horizon for the cool weather. Monday is the first day of fall, so I'm ready to go.
Can you believe it's the first day of fall when it's still this warm?
I know it. I know it. But I've heard, you know, this weekend we may be like in the 80s today and tomorrow, and then it won't be too much long. I looked at kind of the extended forecast for next week. It looks like barely 90, maybe 91 a couple of days, but not those really hot temperatures. So it looks like things are starting to come down a little bit. It's really nice. It's a wonderful time of year.
It is. Once it's fall, it's a great time of year. It's kind of like spring. I like fall, I like spring, and I like part of summer. I can't say I like the whole deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gets awfully hot.
It gets awfully hot in West Texas and points east.
Yes. You live points east.
That's it. Points east. That's Face House.
And it doesn't get any better out there.
No, it doesn't. It got awfully hot this summer. And, of course, I wasn't a llama, so I couldn't go get in the pond.
Well, that is true. That is true. They know how to cool down. They get in the water. And then, didn't you say they bury themselves in the sand or the dirt to cool down?
They do. And there's something about that the sand cools them off. I just don't understand it. But they will roll in the sand. They'll lay out there. It doesn't matter how hot the sun is. They'll go get in their sand pile and lay there, and you think they're dead, and you'll go and check, and of course they're not. But it's just something about it. They love it.
Have you ever yourself rolled around in the sand just to see what the benefits are?
No, I haven't tried that yet.
You should, just to kind of see, you know, what do they know that we don't know?
I see an experiment's what you're talking about.
Yes, exactly.
And if somebody sees me doing this and puts me in the funny farm, what happens next?
Well, then tell them to go roll around in the sand. It's wonderful. Go see for yourself.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yes, I'll be in the nut house in no time.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And have you noticed how late it starts getting light? The sun is rising much later than it was, you know, even just a couple weeks ago, and it's also getting darker earlier at night.
Well, and you know what is amazing to me? The sun comes up an hour later than it does in DFW, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Really?
Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yes, that's right. And I've noticed when I'm out here, it's an hour later coming up. It just doesn't make sense to me that it doesn't rise at the same pace in Dallas as it does here, and it doesn't.
Well, now Dallas is in central time zone too, just like here, right?
Absolutely. But there's a big difference in the moon and the sun also.
Yeah.
And then in the afternoons, it's daylight longer here than it is there.
Yeah.
Just
wow.
That hour's difference, and I don't know why it makes a difference.
I guess probably because when you're looking at the time zones on a map, you know, you're in Dallas, it's more like on the far eastern edge of the time zone, like you're right next to Eastern, so you're right on that cusp. And then, you know, being, you know, several hundred miles to the west out here, we're almost on the other end. We're on the western side of the central time zone, so maybe that large span in between, you know, it covers a lot of ground, and it even though the time on the clock is the same, time as far as, you know, nature and the globe spinning around is much, much different.
I guess so. I mean, now that's a very complicated way of saying it, but you're probably right.
We need to start getting scientists on the show because I am not crystallizing this very well at all.
I know. Well, I'll invite a scientist to come and speak to us, okay?
that's a great idea. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 in Main Town, Midland, Texas.
This is all about growing your money so you can retire happy and wealthy and early. So, Faye, the last time we talked, you had some really exciting things. You had some really exciting policies coming through. What happened this past week?
Well, the policy that we had talked about for a couple of weeks, everybody jumped into it. It's an amazing deal. I told everybody about it. Everybody said, well, put me in for 100. Put me in for 100. And we raised that money in 3 days.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we raised it. We've got all of our reservations in for that, and we're ready to close. And it was an amazing deal. It was fabulous working with our clients. Our clients all got excited, and they got on board. And so we've never had that happen where that, you know, we put the call out, reserve, if you want in it. And, yes, everybody wanted in it, and they did it.
Wow.
And so, yes, and so it was an amazing deal. It was fabulous working with all of them, and I just loved it. I mean, it was one of the best weeks, I thought, that we'd had because I talked to all of them. Everybody would call and say, yes, I want it. And some said, can I do more? Yeah. And they said, can I have more of it?
Wow. This is one of those weeks where it's just like, man, if we could just relive this over and over and over and over, that would be amazing. However, let's not let that, overshadow, the great other weeks that you have during the week too, because I mean, you've always got policies that are coming in. People are selling them, you're buying them, they're maturing. I mean, that's the wonderful thing about this whole process is that people don't just get into this. They don't invest one time and then wait 10, 15, 20 years for the whatever it is to mature. With a life settlement, people are in and then they're basically just waiting for the policy to mature, and usually that happens 18, 24, 30 months-ish, whatever the average is. But when you get a big, huge policy like this, man, this is this has been a week to celebrate. So congratulations with everything that happened this past week.
Yes, I'm very excited about it because it doesn't matter if this thing comes in early. If it comes in on time, they've made a lot of money. If it comes in late, they've made a lot of money. So it's one of those things. And then the nice part about that thing is I escrowed 50 months of premium.
50 months escrowed?
I did. I escrowed 50 months of premium. So they'll never have to pay a premium. It doesn't matter what happens. Mm-hmm. So it's an A-plus deal. It doesn't matter which way you look at it. It's going to come out great.
Wow, that is amazing. No wonder you filled it in 3 days.
That's why I did it, because everything was good. In other words, it's only 24 months. I said, oh, no, I'm going out 36 months.
Wow.
And then we're going to pay 42. So it was just a wonderful deal. It's the deal of the century for our company. I don't think it'll ever happen again. If it does, I'll be in shock. I'll just be in complete shock. Because usually, when we're buying a policy, it's hard to get the owner to take what we're offering. And we have to, work with them and work with them to buy the policy. And then we've got to, figure out how to make that 1% a month for the client. And so this one was easy. Once we got it put together, it was, it just worked. That's all I can tell you.
So really, go ahead.
It was a win-win for everybody.
The math was pretty much just handed to you on a silver platter with this one, it sounds like.
Well, it was, because we knew the premium was higher than we wanted to pay, and we told the owner, we can't give you that much because of your premium. So then I got the brilliant idea, not only did we get it discounted down to what we wanted, but let's get escrow 50 months.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's an unusual policy. It's unusual. We've never escrowed 50 months in our life.
Well, yeah, I know. That seems like a long time. What do you usually escrow for those premiums?
12 months.
Really? And you went out 30?
We 50.
I mean 50. 50.
We went out 50 months on this.
Wow.
So we've gotten protected every way in the world. So it's just an unusual deal. It really is.
So great. So great. Congratulations to you and everybody that is involved in that policy. So what about other policies? What, you know, because people are hearing this and they're saying, wow, this is really great. I understand this is maybe, you know, as you say, like a once in a lifetime deal of the century. What about other policies that are hanging out on the horizon? I'm sure, you know, you've got some other wonderful opportunities and things hanging out there, or at least coming in, or things that you're looking at.
We've got some coming in this next week. I think it's going to be a 14-month. It's a large one. We're bidding on it. We don't have it yet, but I think we will get it, and it's a $4 million, and I believe it's 14 months. And I think it's pancreatic cancer, which everybody loves, and I think it's going to be a great policy. And I think it's going to be very short. You know, I think it's going to be a short policy. So I'm excited about that. I don't have it yet, but we'll probably take reservations for it next week, and I think I'm going to start doing that. You know, let people make reservation on it, and that way we know before it gets here, you know, how it's going to work out. You know, how many people are actually going in it, and what amount they're putting in.
Wow!
So I'm really excited about that, and then I'm excited about the fact that, you know, we'd had these policies that the states of Pennsylvania and Texas, and I can't think of the other one, were telling us 4 months all the time on getting our death certificates, and it delayed us this summer. And then we found out we can go to the county where they live.
That's amazing.
And yes, and Norris is one of those that had helped us up all summer, and that's the one that we, you know, sent to El Paso. We sent one to Laredo, to the courthouse, and we got those back immediately. And so now we've informed 21st Services, who usually gets all of our death certificates, hey, we don't have to do what you've been doing. We can get these in a hurry. We're going to start going to the county where the people live. And that is really a great new deal that I figured out.
You know, I'm hearing, you know, everything you've said over the last couple of minutes, and it really sounds, you know, between the policies you've had come across the desk this week, the policies that it looks like you may be having coming up, procedures that you may be putting into place, and the fact that you're streamlining, you know, some of these processes as far as, you know, getting the death certificates and things like that, it really just sounds like things are just going gangbusters right now for investors.
You know, it's the first time that I've said we've got the money for the investors and we've got the policies. Because, you know, early in the year, there was one time where we were waiting and waiting to close the policies and just couldn't get them closed. And now then, we're just not having that problem. We've got the policies come in. Just, you know, last week we did $3 million in policies.
Wow.
Yes, $3 million we closed. They're at the bank. They're paying the people. The policies are going to be issued. Oh, and a client said this week, Faye, I've done three policies and I don't have the policy. And I looked it up. I said, my gosh, we just did those in the last 3 weeks.
Wow.
You know, I said, I haven't even had a chance to get policies out. You know, because we closed them so fast. So policies will be going out some next week and some the week after that. So people will be getting their policies right away. But, yes, right now everything is hitting just the way it ought to. This is the way it ought to work all the time. But, you know, nobody's perfect and life is not perfect, so it doesn't always work this way. But right now it is.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's the wonderful thing about what you're doing is that you're always analyzing the situation. You're always, you know, looking for new ways to make the process better. You're not just kind of like sitting there and kind of riding on your own coattails and just kind of like cruising along at a steady pace. You're always looking for ways to improve, ways to make more money for people, ways to streamline the process, ways to get people paid faster. That's the wonderful thing, is that you are so engaged in this whole process. You're not just sitting back and relaxing, which is different, I think, than a lot of other opportunities like this.
That's right. And if you just sit back, the world will pass you by, and you're going to miss out. And you've got to stay on top of it, and we are on top of it. And when I found out, you know, about that other, you know, I jumped on immediately and said, well, let's see how I can get that death certificate. How can I get the other one? When, you know, we hadn't been able to get them. And so now we've solved that problem. We'll go on to something else. There may be something else we find out that we can do better.
Yeah.
You know, do a better job.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing that you're so active and you're so involved in this, you know, and these delays that you're talking about, you know, like you say, it's a matter of getting the death certificate. It's not anything that you're doing on your end. It's a hold up really on the other end, as far as the state getting out the documents, you know, things like that. So it's not on your end. And most people would look at that and say, well, yeah, it's nothing I can do about it. I'm just going to give up and just, it is what it is. But you proactively found a way around it. Now you can take that, apply it to other investments going forward, which will keep the process just even that much faster, even that much more streamlined. It's like boom, 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 boom. And that is one of those things that I would think as an investor would be one of the big draws for a lot of people.
Well, yes, it is. And then this week we had a lot of people come and say, Faye, I need an appointment with you. I had one gentleman that's selling his company. I had another gentleman that his dad's with us, and he said, my dad told me to get over here and talk to you. And he's as qualified as his father, let me tell you. It's a good family. So now I've got two of them with us. But we had a lot of new accounts open this week. People were opening accounts, putting money in their accounts. And as I said, we had a lot of people that had run out of money in their account, and they just simply said, let me just wire it. And some of them were out of state and called in and said, I want in that policy, I'll just wire money to the account. And I'm laughing. I'm going, oh, my gosh. They're out. They're in Florida, and they're wiring this money to get in that policy.
That is recognizing what a great opportunity you've got here. You know, when people are willing to take time out of their day, they're not even in the state. They're nowhere near here. They take time out to wire you what they need to get in a big hurry, too. So that is amazing. So when people are looking at this thing, and they say, wow, this is really great, especially for somebody who's not already involved, and they're saying, I want to get in on this, how would somebody like that, a brand-new investor, who comes to see you, maybe somebody sees you for the first time next week, they say, Faye, I'm really intrigued with this. It sounds like people are making a ton of money. It sounds like it's easy. I want in. Where do they fall into the funnel? How do they get involved in something like this?
Well, the first thing they've got to do is come talk to us. Let's see, you know, is it going to be regular money is what I call it, a custodial account with them and their wife or just them. And then, or is it going to be an IRA? It takes longer to transfer an IRA to us. If it's a 401k, you're looking at 2 to 3 weeks. If it is a joint account or a regular account, it takes, you know, 2 days. We can do that in 2 days because they're going to give us either a check, and people are still shocked that we still take personal checks. We've always done it. You know, this is West Texas. You don't ask them to go get a cashier's check. You know, we don't do that. It's just not in our DNA. We would never do that.
Wow.
We take personal checks, and we just send them in at night. It goes to the bank overnight. We open the account the next morning at the bank, and that's the way it works.
That's pretty fast.
And it is fast. Especially this week when people were trying to get in that policy, they said, well, how long is this going to take? I said, if you write a check or wire money, we can do it immediately. We'll get you done. We'll get you in that policy. And people that have 401k, it takes longer. We had a gentleman open an account 2 to 3 weeks ago, and it's a transfer from his old brokerage account. Well, they're just making it take a long time. Mm. It should have been 2 weeks, and this is the third week, and I don't know if it's at our bank yet or not. And they're, you know, dragging their feet. And, of course, we get blamed for that sometimes. They say, why isn't the money in my account? You know, and it's not our fault. We're waiting on their old brokerage house to decide to get the money over to us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's really how that works. So anybody that's opening a new account, like I said, they can get in. If it's a check or a transfer, we can do it real quick. If it's a 401k or an IRA, it does take a little longer. So we have to allow for that. But as I said, we did a lot of new accounts this week. sometimes their father was sending them over. Then we had other people that were selling their company this week, and they came over and opened a new account. So we've just got, you know, all kinds of new things happening.
So for somebody who's new to this and they want to come in and see you, what do they need to do ahead of time? Do they need to do anything? Do they need to bring anything? Do they need to prepare somehow?
Yes. The first thing they've got to do is say, okay, did the last 2 years, have they made $200,000? You know, you've got to have either $200,000 a year, including your bonus, or you've got to be worth $1 million without your home. Mm. And I had a gentleman 2 or 3 weeks ago was adding it up to see if he qualified. He said, I'll have to call you back. I'll have to get with my wife, and we'll have to see what our assets are really worth. So, you know, you have to do that. You have to make sure you are, because, you know, when you sign up, you're saying, I'm worth that much, or I have that much income. So it has to be able to be audited. And when they do all this, they need to look at their, you know, their 401k or their IRA, add that up, their savings. If they have a ranch, they can count that. If they have a lake house, they can count that. Savings, they can count that. You know, there's all kinds of things you can count toward adding up to $1 million. Or if you don't have $1 million, if you make $200,000 including bonus, you can go that way. You can go either way.
Okay, and that's all part of being accredited, which you must be to do the life settlement. And so if somebody's not accredited, don't worry. There are other options. We'll get into those here in just a little bit. But as you're looking at the rest of the year, you know, we're kind of towards the end of September now. You know, fall is on Monday. The official first day of fall is Monday. And so we're getting into fourth quarter. A lot of businesses, just the field nature in general, they do different things, you know, once we get in, you know, to fourth quarter. Things, you know, slow down a little bit. Maybe there's a holiday. Maybe the holiday schedule affects a certain business. So when you're looking forward, you know, for the next 3 months or so, wrapping up the rest of 2019, what do you see on the horizon? Is there any difference at all with how, you know, the availability of policies or anything like that? Or does it just keep trucking like normal?
I think it'll just keep trucking like normal. And we have a lot of people that are 70 and a half, and at the end of the year, they'll have to take some money out of their account, and we've made sure they've got that money in their account, because lots of times people forget. If you're 70 and a half, you've got to take a minimum distribution in December. So we're prepared for that. We've got all that worked out. We know who is 70 and a half, who will have to take minimum distributions, and who won't. So, and that affects our investing for them. Depending on how much money they have with us, as to what they're going to have to take out and pay tax on. Because remember, they haven't paid taxes on all this money all these years, and the government says it's time to pay up. We don't want you to die and not have paid the tax on it.
Of course.
That's the way our government thinks, you know. They're so afraid we're going to get out of this world and not pay them.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they're afraid of. So, you know, there's all kinds of things, like you were saying, the end of the year. But, no, everybody, a lot of people are getting out of the stock market. I've had several people say to me this week, you know, they may be making money in New York and Washington, but I'm not making any money. One guy came in this week. He has a brokerage account that somebody talked him into. They were from out of Dallas. They're not here. And they came out here, they talked to him. He put $100,000 with them. He has made $3,000 in 2 years.
Wow.
And so he wanted to take it back out. And I don't know what it's in, but they told him there would be a penalty if he takes it out.
Oh, boy.
So he's screwed either way you go.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know what it was in. I didn't ask him. And he didn't seem to know. He didn't seem to really know what they had it in. But, you know, that's just crazy that... $3,000.
That's it.
And, you know, I think ours is still the best way. You know, we're paying 1% a month, and if you've got a 24-month policy, you're going to make 24%. And there's risk. There's always risk. When you get up in the morning, it is a risk whether you make it through the day, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Anything could happen. You could get, you know, hit by a bus or, you know, fall into a hole in the ground. Who knows?
That's right. Anything could happen. So what we say is, you know, this is the safer way to do a lot of things. You know, it's a life insurance policy. We buy life insurance policies from people who have stage 4 cancer. You're getting paid from the life insurance company. You're not getting paid from me. You're getting paid from the life insurance company. When they pass away, the life insurance company pays off on the policy, and you get paid every time. So I think that's a better way to go, because a lot of people are telling me they just didn't make anything the last 2 years. And yet, you know, all this stock market's up, it's down, it's all around, and it's not paying off for them.
Do you talk to a lot of people that come over to you for the first time? And I know you got a lot of regular investors, and then you got a lot of people that you've never met before that come see you for the first time. They're intrigued. They want to be a part of this. They want more information. When you talk to those new investors, do you find that a lot of them don't know what they're invested in and have no idea where they stand?
Absolutely. This gentleman that came this week, he doesn't know what these people from Dallas put him in. He just knows they've told him there's a penalty. And he said, "Faye, I haven't made but $3,000.
Wow.
And I don't know what in the world it could be, you know, but there's a penalty." And so, anyway, he's doing some business with us. And all these new people this week had very positive attitudes. They knew somebody that had money with us, and that makes a big difference. They knew somebody, you know, that had made a lot of profit with us over the years. You know, somebody had been with us that 5 or 6 years. And then we've got people who've only been with us 2 years, but they've already had a couple of maturities, mm-hmm. you know, and that's good. And then we've got the people that have got policies that have gone long, and it can happen. You're still going to get paid. You still get that same 1% a month, but it took a little bit longer to get it.
Yeah.
And, you know, 2 weeks ago we had one come in that was long. You know, it was like 24 months over, but it paid off. And they always pay off. You always get your money. You always get your interest, your principal. So, you know, I think it's a little safer than some other investments.
Yeah.
Because a life insurance policy, you know, is a 100% deal. You know you'll get paid. That life insurance company's not going to say, "Oh, we don't want to pay you."
You know, you're kind of borderline touching on some of the risks, and anytime, you know, like you said, there's risk in getting up in the morning. Anything can happen, and so, you know, the policy going over is it would be the major risk, right? The number one thing that people need to know going in.
That is your biggest risk. If it goes over, your payment will be delayed. Instead of getting paid like this month, it may be 12 months from now. It might be 24 months. But you'll always get paid. The insurance company is standing by, and when we show them the death certificate, they pay within about 12 days. It takes about 12 days. The longest part of getting paid is getting that death certificate and getting it to the insurance carrier.
Mm-hmm. And now you found, when there are delays in getting that, you found ways around that. So, you know, it's like you're still making it even better for people as you go through the whole process.
It will be better from here on in because we won't have those delays, and we're going to speed this up instead of, like, this summer we had these two that went 3 months. That's ridiculous, you know, for the state to hold us up on those death certificates. But now we beat that. We figured out a way around it so we won't have those delays anymore, and that's going to help us a lot in paying people faster.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about, making money and getting paid quickly. So what are the other risks involved?
Okay, the second risk is, and for an accredited investor, this is not really a risk. You don't have the cash. The cash is tied up in your policy. So if you needed the policy, that $50,000 or $100,000, you can't get it till the policy matures and we put the money back in your account. And everybody knows that because, you know, when you take the cash out of your bank, they understand that. They've just taken the cash out and put it in that policy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that, go ahead.
People that are involved in this, they're accredited, so they've got other money. So, you know, it's not like there's going to be some emergency that comes up and it's like, oh my goodness, you know, they've got plenty of money. So it's not, when people hear that, oh my gosh, you can't get to this, yeah, you got other money other places, you're fine, right? Or for most everybody.
They are fine. One way to tell that, this week when we raised this $2 million, all of my clients came through that had run out of money in their account when I put out the call for $100,000 from them. They all came through, so they had other money. They, you know, that they could use to do this. And when I put out the call and said, okay, it's $100,000 or $90,000, you know, it just wasn't a problem. They all came through with flying colors. And, you know, when being accredited means that you have other money. This is not your only money. You didn't come to us with $100,000 and say, that's it, that's all I've got.
Yeah.
But the minimum, and sometimes we forget to mention this, the minimum we will take is $100,000.
All right. All right, yeah. And the third risk. And before we get into the third risk, this is one of these things that is almost, yes, you have to put it out there and you have to tell people, but it's almost one of those things that is going to have a backup plan to a backup plan to a backup plan if this does happen. So the third risk is?
The third risk is if a life insurance company ever went under. We've never had a life insurance company in Texas go under. All the companies that we use are A and double A rated. We don't do B paper. We would like to. You know, we had that deal last year. We wanted to do that policy. It was B rated. We could not do it according to our rules. And that guy died in 2 months. It would have been a heck of a policy.
Wow.
But, yeah, he died in 2 months. And they were telling us, you know, it's cutting it close. But we said, no. We can't do it. We couldn't bond it. We couldn't figure out a way to do it. So that third risk is if a life insurance company ever got in trouble. There's only been one that's been in trouble that I know of. In the last few years, it was bought by another company immediately because of the premium income. People don't realize how much premium income on life insurance there is.
Billions
and one of the companies, yeah, billions and billions every year. I would like to see their fat bank account. I mean, it's fat, let me see. Oh, my gosh,
like
they have so much money.
Fat bank account. Oh, wow.
They have fat bank accounts, I assure you. It's an amazing deal.
So somebody would step in. It's too much money to just, you know, let fizzle away. So somebody would step in and do things. And then if they didn't, then there's all kinds of other checks and balance systems and things that would happen and the guarantees and all that, right?
That's right. So it's just, you know, you don't have that risk, really. We have to tell you about it, but that's not your main risk.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a good thing that we're doing life insurance policies. Did you see this week that a lot of the banks, their reserves weren't what they ought to be? And the Fed had to, you know, step in and make sure that everybody had the right reserves.
I did not see that. No.
Yeah, yeah. And it was in like the Wall Street Journal and several that, you know, you have to have those reserves. And then it showed how many had over reserves, had a lot more than what they're required. And a lot of the big banks have a lot more than they're required. And then a lot of banks just barely had what they were required, and some didn't have quite enough. And so, you know, they can borrow money from the Fed, you know, to shore that up when they need it.
And so we're talking about banks. We're not talking about life insurance companies.
No, we're not
talking.
Life insurance companies don't need anything. They've got all the money in the world,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And so that's the difference. I think would probably be one of the big differences is when something like that happens and it comes out, you know, during the week that, you know, hey, you don't have enough in your reserves. People don't have to worry about that with a life settlement. It's all there. Everything's fine.
That's right. And this is the safest way to do it, I can tell you.
Cool. All right. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
Now, Faye, the rumor on the street is that today's trivia is something that most people don't even know exists or something like that. This is a groundbreaking trivia event. What are we talking about today?
Gorman Falls. Do you know what Gorman Falls is?
I don't.
All right. This is one of the natural wonders of the world.
Really?
Gorman Falls is a 65-foot waterfall.
Really?
It is located in Colorado Bend State Park. And you have to hike up to the waterfall. Now, let me tell you this. It's not for someone who doesn't ever walk, let me tell you.
So if you hadn't been off the couch in 3 or 4 months, this is not the first thing you want to do.
No, it's not the first thing. But let me tell you something. It's 2.6 miles. You don't want to do it when it's 100 degrees out. You want to do it when it's about 84. September or October is the perfect time to go. This was made over millions of years.
Really?
Millions of years. And it's so environmentally sensitive. You can't swim there. That's the first thing people ask. Oh, can I go up there and swim? You cannot even get off the path. You've got to stay on the path all the way up to it. There is caves there. Now, you cannot even go in the caves unless you take the guided tour.
Really?
Years ago, they didn't even want anybody in this area because it's so sensitive ecologically. And they finally decided, okay, people can come and visit it. It's one of the most beautiful places in Texas. I mean, wow. It is beautiful. There's 65 feet of cascading water feeds into the Colorado River. Now, it has a high concentration of carbon dioxide, and it runs through limestone, and it touches the limestone, it deposits these minerals, and it forms a rock, and it's called travertine.
Ooh.
And this buildup has become 650 feet wide, and it's 60 foot thick, and this has happened over millions of years.
Wow.
It's the most beautiful place. I think it's probably one of the most beautiful places on Earth, but nonetheless, in Texas. And it changes all the time. The shapes of the falls is changing all the time. This travertine is soft. It could be easily destroyed. And that's why you have to stay on right on that path going up there. But they say do not touch anything. Okay? And Gorman Falls is located near the entrance of the Colorado Bend State Park. They do allow puppies, but keep in mind, you've got to keep them on a leash because there is cactus, and you don't want them to get anything
Ooh,
in their little paws.
Yeah,
okay?
That could hurt. Oh, wow.
Yes. Now, they do have some campsites. They have some cabins, and there's just a few of them. But this place is so incredibly beautiful, and they have all kinds of birds up there. They have eagles that nest up there. This is just, it's a lifetime thing that a lot of people don't even know we have in Texas.
You know, it kind of sounds like when you talk about, you know, the falls and you talk about the birds and the wildlife and then these cabins, I'm picturing like cabins where you're staying and all you hear is the waterfalls and, you know, maybe some birds, you know, chirping or you know, whatever they do when they're flying. That's what I'm picturing. No car sounds, probably no airplanes going overhead. I'm picturing really utter solace, I guess, a peaceful experience.
Yes, and once you get up to the falls, it's just so beautiful to just sit there and look at it. It took years to make. And it's about a 3 to 4 water bottle trip. He's got to have the water with you because you're not going to like it if you don't. And there are some stairs that lead all the way to the top of the waterfall.
Really?
But as I said, it's so fragile environmentally. There's no swimming, no any of that. It's just beautiful, you know, to go up there. It's a living waterfall. It's just so amazing. And you can take pictures of it. If you've ever went online and looked at it, it will amaze you what this thing looks like.
So it sounds like essentially it's raw, untouched nature.
It is raw, untouched, and they don't want you to touch it. 70,000 people a year go up there. So, you know, the visitors are on their own, but you just can't touch anything. It's primitive, you know, but it's just, you know, like a lot of people said, they thought, oh, well, you know, it's probably a mile and a half, I can do that. Then they found out it was 2.6, you know. And they do have other hiking trails along the Colorado Bend. There's about 12 miles of hiking and biking trails.
Wow.
And, yeah, it's like driving out of West Texas in the blink of an eye. You know, you see this lush greenery.
That sounds like one of the most peaceful places on Earth.
It's like the lush jungles of Costa Rica.
Oh, my goodness. And it's
yeah,
right here in
it
Texas.
Really, right here. You've got live oak, you've got Jupiter, you've got wildflowers, you've got deer, you know, you've got bass in there. And the Colorado Bend is as wild as everything you've ever seen, you know. They've got striped bass. They've got all kinds of things up there. It's nature, you know, at its very best.
Wow. And you say to do it like this time of year, September, October.
Yes. You don't want to go in the summer. It's too dadgum hot up there. You might have a problem, let me tell you.
You might have a problem.
You might have a problem on the way up to the falls.
Wow.
But it's worth going. Every Texan should go there. You should look at this, the beauty of it, because we don't have a lot of places like this. I mean, it's so amazing to think that you come out of West Texas where, you know, it's just mesquite and cactus and nothing, and you go down there and you go, how in the heck did Texas get this?
Wow.
You know? You go, how could this be in Texas?
Well, this sounds like a great time of year to maybe take a long weekend. I know some people, you know, have some fall vacations. I know we've got, and it may be a little bit late, but I know we've got like Thanksgiving coming up, some long holiday weekends. You know, maybe this would be a good time to make some plans to go and, you know, do a little camping maybe at Gorman Falls.
I think it'd be wonderful. It's a weekend trip you'll never forget.
Wow.
I'm just telling you.
Wow.
Yes, and it's just a family-orientated deal. If you have a family, it'd be great. If you don't, take yourself and your wife and you know, go and enjoy nature at its very, very best. And the beauty of it will just knock you out. I mean, it's so beautiful. That falls 65 foot high.
Wow, that's amazing. And most people don't know about this, you say, right?
I don't think they do. I talked to people in my office. They said, I didn't know it was there.
Yeah.
I go, you've got to be kidding.
Wow.
So it's nature as beautiful as you'll ever see in the state of Texas.
Well, it's definitely going on the bucket list of things to do, and maybe this fall might be the one time of year to do it. We're getting into a perfect time for it.
We are, because it's going to be nice and cool. The hike is 2.5 miles. You can do it. You know, if you haven't been walking in a while, just take it slow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and just take some water and go on up there and enjoy all this beauty. You'll never forget it, and it's going to be worth it to say, you know, you've seen something this beautiful in the state of Texas.
Gorman Falls, you say?
Gorman Falls.
All right. Well, that's going on the list of things to do here in the next couple of weeks. Thanks.
Yes, and let me know what you think of it, okay?
Of course. I love nature. I love, you know, especially undisturbed nature like that. It's just something that's so majestic and powerful about that. You know, it's not only, you know, forceful with the waterfalls themselves and the power in the water, but also the fact that, you know, nature and wildlife is in its purest form up there. It's really amazing. So I'm glad they're taking steps to kind of, you know, keep it, you know, keep people, you know, in line, and they don't go in and disturb it and destroy things like that, because that really is, it sounds like a hidden gem right here in Texas.
It is. It took millions of years to build this thing, you know, to make it this wide, and they say it's just environmentally, it's very delicate, and these rock deposits have happened over millions of years, and it's like a jungle in Puerto Rico or somewhere.
Wow.
You know, you find this jungle all of a sudden, and you're going, in West Texas?
Yeah,
I mean, you don't know what to think. So, and they have eagles there, all kinds of birds there, white-tailed deer are there. You know, the animals discovered it a long time ago.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's in one of our state parks, which is so neat. And then go and take the tour of the caves.
Ooh, yeah, that's cool. And but you have to go with a tour guide, you said, right?
That's right. You have to get the tour guide and sign up, which doesn't take but a few minutes, and do it that way, because there's no way they'll let you in those caves without a tour guide.
Yeah, and I'm sure they have tons of stories, too, when they're taking you on the tour.
They'll tell you all about it, how it happened millions of years ago, how the waterfall is widening all the time, that's 650 feet across now, and it's not going to run out of water. You know,
wow!
It's just going into the Colorado, and it's a beautiful thing to see, and we should be proud as Texans that we've got anything this beautiful, and it's not just you know, old dry ground.
Yeah, yeah. There's something more than just dirt.
It's more than dirt and cactus and mesquites.
Yeah.
You will think you're in a different country.
Yeah. Gorman Falls. Awesome.
Gorman Falls.
This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. Your phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
You know, towards the first part of the show, you were talking about how you filled this policy this week, and you called people. You know, you knew the right people to call. You told them about the policy. They said, sure, you know, I'm going to, you know, wire you $100,000, blah, blah, blah. What does a typical investor for a life settlement look like? I know we don't want to, you know, stereotype or, you know, profile too much, but for people who are trying to say, am I the right person for this kind of thing, what does a normal investor for this program look like?
Well, it's somebody that has a job, usually. You know, they're middle age, they're 40 years old, or 60, 65. They're all different ages, and they all come from different walks of life. Most of them are in the oil business in some way or the other. They work for an oil company, a service company, something to do with oil and gas. Then I have doctors in this. I've got quite a few doctors. I have one doctor that retired this last year. He put his money with us. He had delivered 2,500 babies, by the way.
Oh, wow, that's a lot.
And I'm impressed. I've got a doctor who came to us, probably 4 years ago. He's a hand surgeon, and he came from the government. He was serving his government as a doctor. He got a divorce. He came with us, and he's made quite a bit of money. And his fortunes have improved. He's moved to El Paso. He's in a big hospital now. And he's one of the ones I called this week. And I said, look, you know, I need you to do this. He said, count on me. And I've got a lot of people like that I called because I know them well enough to know, you know, what they can do. And as I said, then I've got people that own their own business. We have a gentleman here in town that owns a mechanic shop. He's very successful. He owns a ranch. He owns other things. I've got people that retired from big companies, and that's some of our clients. And they come from all walks of life, you know. If you're accredited, you know, they're making good money. I've got some people making $300,000 and $400,000 a year because the oil well companies are doing real well, even though they have laid off a lot of people. The ones they've got, they're still paying a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the people like my welder, you know, that makes $2,500 a day. I mean, I'm still in shock about that. I will never get over it.
I know. We both decided a couple of weeks ago that we may be in the wrong line. We need to take up welding.
That's right. We need to learn how to weld.
Yeah.
I mean, $2,500 a day. I mean, he works 2 days. He's made $5,000.
Wow.
I mean, it's just shocking to me. And then I've got people retiring. You ask who they all are. A lot of them are retiring this year. I've got quite a few people that are retiring this year. And when the call went out the other day, one family thought we'd snubbed them and that they weren't going to get in. And that was embarrassing. I just hadn't got, you know, their name was way down at the bottom. I just hadn't got there yet. I had two different people thought we'd snubbed them. They weren't going to get in the policy. They sent an email over the weekend, and I go, no, no, no. I just hadn't got to your name yet. So people were listening last Saturday, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah, they knew you had something big on the horizon.
They did. They all heard about it, and they responded, let me tell you. So, yes, we have people from every walk of life. Some of them have already made all their money. Some of them have retired. Some of them are going to retire this year. Some of them, it's 5 or 7 years away.
Mm-hmm.
So they come from all walks of life. They're all accredited. You must be accredited to do this. And it just works. They're making money. I forgot. I printed it out this week. Altogether, we have paid out, I believe it's $164 million.
Wow. Holy smokes. That's a lot of money.
And that's a lot of money. And I think that's over a period of 5 years.
Wow.
$164 million.
Oh, my God. I had no idea it was that much.
Yeah. And 21st Services has had the most policies mature, and they're one of the people we rely on for our LEs. We've had 54 cases that they had done the LEs on that people have passed away.
Mm-hmm.
We've had 40 from one of the others, and those new companies that they're pushing on us all the time to give us LEs, they're like 1 to 2 or something like that. But Fasano, AVS, and 21st are our big LE people that give us the reports, and they're good, and they've done a good job.
So you're dealing with big, reliable companies that have been around for a long time.
That's right. And even they can be wrong. You know, anybody can be wrong, but usually they're pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've had all those that came in early that they did.
Yeah.
You know, and then there's going to be a group that's going to be late that either they put them on clinical trials or something happened that we didn't foresee.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the others that just come in within 6 months or a month of what they've said.
So for somebody who hasn't done this before, but they're looking at this and they're hearing all of the you know, obviously $164 million in 5 years, it's too much to ignore. People are looking at this and they're saying, wow, this is something I really want to get into. I'm thinking about retiring maybe 10 years down the road. Have I waited too long? What would you say to somebody like that?
No, usually it's not too late unless you're 80 years old. I say, you know, if you're 80, it may be too late for you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not too late for anyone younger than that.
So somebody mid-50s.
Oh, that's perfect age. And if you've got $200,000 or $300,000, you know, it's good to have that much at this part of your life. If you've only got $100,000, period, it's going to be hard for us to do it. It takes 7 years to double your money, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So for somebody who's looking at this and they want to get involved and they say, gosh, Faye, I'm not really sure what I want to do when I retire. I hadn't thought that far ahead. I've got maybe 5, 6, 7 years until I want to, you know, walk out and retire, maybe travel a little bit. I don't know. I don't know how far in advance they plan their retirement activities. But they're looking at this and they're saying, if I invest now, does that mean that I have less money to live on every day? Do I have to sacrifice to do the program? What do you tell them?
No, never. In other words, we're going to see how much money you've got. And if you're going to retire this year, you need to put enough money back to live for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I had a guy this week said, I don't need anything for 5 years, Faye. I've got enough cash.
Okay.
So sometimes they do. And so then let's say they come in, they've got $350,000. Well, if they don't need any money for 2 years, we're in great shape because we'll have policies coming due. And every time they come due, if he needs money, we're going to hold some money out. If they don't, we'll invest till they say, I've got to have money. And then we're going to start putting money aside for them.
So you take care of people. You don't just put them in these policies and say good luck with it. You've got them covered on all their bases.
We've got them covered every way we can possibly cover them. You know, we're putting them in a life insurance policy that takes your risk way, way down because a life insurance company is going to pay off.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to discount it. It's not like stocks. It's not going to go up or down. You can't lose your money. Your principal will always be in that life insurance policy.
So what do you tell somebody that says, well, Faye, you know, I've been in Wall Street for you know, 20 years, 15, 20 years, whatever it is. I've seen it go up. I've seen it go down. I see, you know, it's as reliable and predictable as the wind. You know, if something happens anywhere across the world, people panic, people sell off, you know, the ups, the highs, the lows, it's so unpredictable. What do you tell somebody like that who says, well, what makes this so much different? How do you know that, you know, it's not going to go down if something happens in China and I'm not going to lose anything?
Because it's a life insurance policy. When they issue a life insurance policy, whatever they put on the front is what you're going to get. If they say we're going to insure this guy for $1 million, they'll pay $1 million when he dies. It's not like next week after they issue it, they say, uh-oh, your policy face amount went down. It can't do that, not with a life insurance policy.
So,
and they've got the assets to back it up.
Yeah, that's true, because you're talking about how many billions of dollars these companies have.
That's exactly right. They've got the money to back it up.
How long should somebody plan on average? I know everybody's situation is different, but on average, how long should somebody plan on being in the program before they're ready to retire?
Well, it would be nice if they've got 5 years. But if they've got enough, they could retire today and start it. If they can come with $300,000, $500,000 when they retire, we can start today, and it'll be fine.
You know, it, when you hear all of this put all together in, into one package like this, you know, it sounds like this is almost the perfect scenario for anybody who is looking for some kind of a conservative investment. You know, maybe they're coming up on retirement. Maybe they have enough to retire, but maybe not, you know, to go as long as they might want to after retirement. And so this is an opportunity for people to do a conservative investment. And once they do retire, still make some money, still be involved. Not sacrifice the quality of life after retirement. It keeps going, and people don't miss a beat, whether it's before retirement or after retirement. The plan keeps going, and everybody's still making money that way.
That's exactly right, because you don't want to stop getting interest just because you've retired. You don't want to get into your principal. This is what happens to people. If you don't keep interest going, you're going to get into your principal, and then that's where the red line is. That's where the danger is. Don't get into your principal. Keep the interest going where you're living off of your interest.
Yeah, if people don't properly plan, then they start hemorrhaging money, and then before you know it, they're looking at going back to work at, you know, 71, 72, and nobody wants to do that.
Nobody that I know is going to do that. They're going to do this the way they should. They're going to do it conservatively and have the money when they need it.
Talk about for just a second, before we start wrapping things up, about how this type of an investment, a life insurance policy, is a very transparent investment. You know, people know what they're paying in. They know what they're getting into. They know the you know, if things go over, what they'll have to pay. They know the type of cancer the policy holder has. They know a lot of information. What types of things do they know going in?
Well, to start with, it used to be on page 14. Now we know it's at the end of the policy. But it tells them who they're investing in, what kind of cancer it is, what life insurance company holds the paper, what their rating is, if it's A or double A, whatever. It tells you the face amount of the policy, how much you're investing, what you're going to make. It tells you what percent you're going to make. It tells you if the policy goes over, what it will cost you. So everything that you should know is right there on that page, and you have to sign off on it before the policy is issued.
I would think that would be a big draw to people. You know, there's very little guesswork. It's so well informed. I can't think of another type of investment where you know so much going in, you know, as far as, you know, here's how this is probably going to go. If it doesn't, here's a contingency plan. If you have to go over, if it goes late, here's how much premium you're going to have to pay. Once it does pay off, all this information is already mapped out. Nobody's trying to scramble and figure out, you know, who gets what percentage of this policy when it matures. All of this is laid out. So even the banks, even the insurance companies, they know who is getting what. So it sounds like this is so well informed and so mapped out, really from A to Z, from top to bottom on all levels.
And it's transparent. Everything goes to the bank. The bank represents us. The bank represents them. They are the trustees of the money. That's what I love. We don't handle their money. It's not like a brokerage house. They handle your money every way in the world. We do not ever touch your money.
Yeah.
The money's at the bank. We go through the bank for everything. And each time the bank pays your premiums, we've got them escrowed. We know the money's there. Nobody can run off with the money. And then the bank gets the certified death certificate, sends it into the insurance company, and they pay the bank. The bank puts it in your account. I mean, that's as good as it gets.
It doesn't get any simpler than that. I mean, that's what you're going for. Fast, easy to understand, well mapped out, well informed. It's just all the I's are dotted and all the T's crossed. So do you have availability for appointments for people to come see you this coming week?
We do. We will start this week like we did last week. We'll start on Wednesday, and it'll be Wednesday through Friday.
Okay. And one last time, Faye, what is your phone number for people to call and make an appointment to come see you to get started?
877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.